Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Boy, I'm on top of the world when I chatted up with our friend Christy Barse. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we are thrilled when she comes in for her show, Chamber Chat. How are you, Christy?
I'm doing good, Mo. Thank you. It's my first full week back in the office, if you can believe it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, are you tired?
No, I feel great so far. I feel great.
Do you remember, I mean, when you were a kid in quotes for, with your first job was much more recently than me, but I remember when I had my first real job and I actually worked 40 hours a week, I was so tired.
I remember that too, but actually working a full-time job and being a part-time teacher is a little bit
right.
more exhausting than just the full-time job.
We usually save that good part for the end of our interview, but how is fourth grade going?
It's going great. Oh, my gosh. We are very lucky. We have Miss Novak at Kennedy, and she's been absolutely fabulous. And although he was a little nervous, Parker strapped on his mask, and he was really excited to get back to school full-time yesterday.
So. Isn't it great? Yes. I think that it's a good move, and hopefully the secondary kids are going to start, you know, folding in as well. And, we're heading in the right direction. I do feel it. That wave that we're riding with the chamber, I think it's...
I love it. We are riding and we're getting to the other side.
I sort of think so. I'm up on my surfboard, girly. I am riding the wave to quote-unquote whatever the new normal looks like. So, Christy, how are things? I know we're coming off of the fabulous annual dinner and... annual meeting. I always get a chuckle because it's like, that's a meeting?
It's
one of the most pleasurable meetings I ever go to.
You are so sweet. And you know what's really funny is anytime we get a new committee member for that event, they're like, do we really have to call it the meeting?
Yes, you do. Because otherwise you couldn't call it an annual meeting, right?
I mean, right.
Yeah,
so technically as a nonprofit, we have to do an annual meeting, and it does have to be in the name, if you can believe it. But you know what? So our annual meeting and awards night was much different this year. We did our first fully virtual meeting, and it was, you know, it was pre-recorded, but we were able to have a live component where people could talk in the chat through YouTube. And
what?
You know,
I didn't know about that part.
Oh, no, we purposely kept that from you. We were a little afraid of what you might be writing.
This is where you say, sorry, boomer.
But we had to monitor some people, but no, it was great. You know,
it was great, Christy. It was joy filled. And can I tell you, it was tradition. We all, I think, are just craving for normalcy, tradition. What comes next? We want to know what comes next. And so I think the fact that you found a way to make it work was just wonderful. You were delightful as the hostess. That you had a great showing of all of Hastings. I just really like how you honored all of the hardworking people in business in Hastings, because it's been quite the year for people.
Yeah, you know, so typically we honor one business of the year, and we were going to try and keep with tradition and honor, you know, a large business and a small business, and we got halfway through the process and we just thought, there's absolutely no way that we can pick one with how amazing everyone has done in this past year and how everyone has pivoted. That's one of the banished words, but they've pivoted to find success. And so at the last minute, we decided we're going to honor all local businesses. And you know, so I wish we could have got clips of everybody, but we were able to put together just a nice video of some past clips that Hastings Community TV had done. And I think it turned out okay.
Oh my gosh, it turned out great. And you played a game of trivia in the middle, which was kind of fun. Yeah, no, I think it was just a great thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm really hoping for that big, epic bash in person here next year. So, yeah, no, it was good.
Well, wonderful. So, Christy, tell me a little bit more about, as you're moving forward, planning for the new year. And, of course, the very first thing we're talking about is we're talking in February. And I know you have a new campaign called Show the Love. And I think this is just wonderful.
Yeah, so as we talked about during my last chamber chat, the focus this year from a chamber perspective is really a year of recovery. And so what we can do as business representatives and as the chamber staff to provide the resources and promotional opportunities that our businesses can start to recover and see the other side of this. And so one of the pieces that has come out of that is a partnership between the Downtown Business Association and the City of Hastings, and to really take these typically slow months for our Main Street businesses, January, February, and March, and now particularly scary months, if I can be honest, just with COVID. And so taking those 3 months and saying, how can we program and promote getting out and experiencing Hastings and shopping local? And so for February, we're doing a Show the Love campaign, which is centered around Valentine's Day. And we have created just a whole host of itinerary ideas of what to experience around town. And then we are taking promotions that local businesses are doing and posting that on our website. So if you go to hastingsmn.org, there's a Show the Love link, and it shows all of the example itineraries of, you know, go get a picture at the Frozen Falls and then get dessert at Emily's and, you know, go snowshoeing at Hastings Golf Course and then end at the Ice Bar. So there's just lots of different ideas that you can do around the Valentine's Day weekend to support local businesses and have a good time.
You know, I think it's wonderful, and it's a great reminder for all the just innovative ways that these businesses have found a way to keep their customers happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we, you know, especially in the downtown area there, because we have so many different unique shops, they've found that kind of a unified effort around some sort of safe programming really helps bring traffic. So the weekend of Valentine's Day, they're programming the horse and wagon rides, you know, just piped in DJ music, and then individual businesses are doing certain promotions, like Lock and Dam will have the heart-shaped cocoa, hot cocoa bombs that you can get, and I think Spiral Brewery is doing a growler package, stuff like that. So, and they are doing ice sculptures. There's going to be 7 ice sculptures downtown over that weekend that you can go get your picture taken by.
How fun.
Yeah. And then some of our other businesses have found ways to just really amp up the outdoor experience, like the Hastings Golf Club with their new snowshoeing track and skiing and the ice bar that's coming. So just lots of fun stuff. And I know Doogie's has been really successful with their outdoor patio too. So lots of cool stuff.
Lots of cool stuff. They have outdoor seating also at the Hastings Public House. You know, I mean, they couldn't make it any nicer for you. They have something you can sit on to keep your bottom warm. They have blankets. They have heaters out there.
Right.
But if there is room inside, I still prefer that.
Me too, but I agree. But I will say the outdoor dining there is really enjoyable. I mean, I felt warm, and I don't know if it was the adult coffee or what, but I felt great. It was beautiful.
And I
there.
Think it's there's something to be said with, I sat outside last winter and had dinner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We are hearty Minnesotans, aren't we? Yeah, I
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of the weather, and hopefully the weather is going to change and get nicer, which, you know, one of my favorite things of all times in the summer is River Town Days. And I know you and your group have been really working hard about, you know, just trying to figure that whole beast out.
Yeah.
Last year you had to pause it. So where do you stand this year, Christy?
Obviously, Rivertown Days is one of my favorite things too. And so we're moving forward with the planning. And what our committee is working on right now is kind of just knowing that our restrictions are pretty strict right now, even for outdoor events. We're trying to figure out how we can really spread the activities throughout the entire community, which will not only allow people to spread out and not congregate in one area, but it will spread the love to local businesses across the community. So we're looking at a different way of exploring the button. Nothing's been finalized yet, Mo, so it's still a work in progress. But we're looking at having the button no longer be just a ticket into Levy, an opportunity to explore different business promotions and business activities throughout the community. And we're going to just start looking at how we can take stuff that was really congregated in one area of JC Park and Levy Park and spread it out. So the committee is working on a couple different concepts that we can communicate to our sponsors, and also just policies for if we do have to cancel everything, what that means from a refund standpoint. We're looking through all of those. And then we're just doing some heavy research on what is already out there for other community festivals and what the state fair has put out there. because people are ready. They are ready to start going to these events again, and they're really looking to event organizers to figure out how to make it safe. And so a lot of our time right now is just coming up with how do we spread it across the community, not only to keep people safe, but to spread business across the community, which everyone needs. And then coming up with multiple options depending on where we're at within the pandemic and really doing our research for what other communities are doing. So we are moving forward. We're hoping to get the Rivertown Days event kit packets, which go to all local businesses, out by the end of March.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah. And then really the programming will depend on what we receive for sponsorship dollars, and then also what we think we can do safely based on the restrictions set at our state.
So what are some of the restrictions, and how do you work around them? I mean, is it number of people in one place? Or
exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly it. So right now, if we were to look at Rivertown Days doing it right now, we would be limited to only 250 people.
Okay. And so what events would you just ordinarily have to cancel because of that?
Pretty much everything.
Ugh.
I think some of the sanctioned events, like the petting zoo at Premier, and just some of the carnival, the 10-cent carnival, I think those could still happen with individual pandemic safety plans set by those organizations that can monitor the amount of people. You know, unfortunately, the craft fair would not be able to happen at this point because you would have to include the vendors as part of that 250. We're exploring, could we do like a drive-through food truck area? Could we do a stationary parade where there's parade units in certain areas of the community that people could drive to as opposed to all being congregated in one area? It's out there, but we have to explore all options. And so it is our hope that we will be able to do still the same craft fair, probably spread it out a bit, still be able to do music down at the music stage with likely having to limit people. But we're hoping we're still going to be able to do some of those staple events and just take whatever funds we have left over that don't go towards that major band and put it towards other activities in the parks throughout the community.
You know, I think that's a great idea. And I know certainly that the Chamber will do anything to ensure that the event can happen if it's meant to happen. And if it's not meant to happen, then, you know, I know people will be understanding. But I agree with you. We are ready. Mentally, we're ready to get out there. But you know what? Maybe we just have to wait a little bit and see how this vaccination is going to change our world. And yeah, it's spooky. So, Christy, what other events are going on that you're looking at? Do you look in other states, or you just look here in Minnesota?
Well, we're kind of just looking in Minnesota just because each state is so different based on their restrictions right now. I think there are plenty of things that we can do that are actually even happening right now. I mean, I look at some of the ice mazes that are happening in Stillwater, and can we do, our Hastings Environmental Protectors reached out and said, hey, we wanted to put together this, it sounds silly, but it's like it's a garbage maze just to kind of show how trash can accumulate.
Yes.
But they're huger. And something like that would be safe right now. You could one entrance, one exit, and limit the amount of people. I know last summer, and these guys had reached out to us too prior to us canceling Rivertown Days, but there is a group of firefighters that bring their trucks out and do these water shows with their hoses. You know, and that's something that in the right area where people could spread out, we could program stuff like that. So there's lots of different options. It's just finding the right place where people can spread out and feel safe, and we as the organizers can maintain control and then also provide the tools necessary to our businesses that want to host their own events so that they can have a pandemic safety plan and the steps in place to make sure that it's done right.
As far as like the craft fair goes, each individual crafter could make up their mind if they want to come or not, right?
Absolutely. Right now, you know, the big thing is that 250 people means 250 people regardless. Mm-hmm. So it would mean the vendors and the guests. So that would limit us pretty significantly.
Right.
But I'm really hopeful that as the vaccine continues to roll and as we start to open our doors and get outside more, that those restrictions be loosened and we'll be able to have more people.
Well, to be determined. And I really appreciate you guys working so hard to try to figure out a way to, you know, just get us back to normal as best as possible. So I know that you have a lot of resources on your website. Do you want to tell people about those, Christy?
Sure. Yeah. So couple things. If you're interested in kind of finding out what's happening for Valentine's Day around town and want to set that date day, then the Show the Love tab is on our website, hastingsmn.org. So that's one resource. We also, if you're a local business and want some materials to help educate your customers on the importance of shopping local and staying safe and wearing a mask, we have our Let's Ride This Wave Together campaign, and we can send you free window clings and the talking points that you need for that. And then we also have a COVID-19 business resource page, which has the most up-to-date information on available grants, the newest executive orders and what they mean, where you can get links to a vaccine toolkit to stay up to date with that, and then also a host of about 40 30-minute webinars that we've recorded and placed on the website. So lots of information there if you want to dive deep into COVID-19 again.
No, it is. It's really, really good information. Christy, I always tell you this, but you're the right person for the job right now.
Well,
you're doing
you.
A great job, and we really appreciate it. Christy Barr, she is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we really appreciate it when she comes in. Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Cut these.